What is happening, people of the interwebs? It is time for another episode of the Do Things Podcast. But before we get to the show, a quick word from our sponsors. And if you happen to be thinking to yourself, well, now I don't know where to get started. I understand Anchor.fm is great, but how do I make a podcast? I have got you covered. We have a brand new course called Do Podcast that take you from start to finish, everything you need to know about making and distributing your podcast. There is a free course where you can learn everything you need to know to use just your phone to create your very own podcast. Go to dothingsonline.com and start today. We can't wait for you to do that podcast. In this episode, we're talking about why it's important not to limit yourself. Welcome in, everybody. What is happening, people of the interwebs? It is Todd Frazier, your host, and this is the Do Things Podcast. I'm super pumped that you're here. Hopefully, you're doing really, really well. But we are in another episode of the Do Things Podcast, and we are rolling. Even though it's not 2019 yet, I said 2019 is going to be the year of the podcast, which it is, but we are rolling with episodes to end out 2018 because there still is time. It's December 16th, 17th. It's almost Christmas, guys. It's almost there. It's almost literally my favorite day of the year, and that is super exciting. Hopefully you guys are like ready for that. Okay, let's be honest. We're probably not really ever truly ready for Christmas because it feels like my wife and I, Tammy, were just talking about this the other day. Like you're like, I want to sit and I want to relax and I want to have some Christmas cookies and sit and watch a movie in front of the fire with the Christmas lights on. And it's so amazing and great. But when it gets down to it, especially if you have kids, like it's running around, it's from family to family, which we just had a family Christmas party yesterday. Oh, okay. So this week, I mean, we're going to have a whole nother episode on this, but we as a family, we got skunked this weekend, like literally a skunk sprayed our dog and then infected all of us in the entire house with a horrible stench. So Tammy and I got to come on cause it's a whole thing. It was a rough weekend. I'm just going to say it. It was rough, but it was also really, really good because it's Christmas and we had our family Christmas party with my mom's side of the family where we all get together and we do white elephant gift exchange. If you guys do white elephant gift exchange, like that, we absolutely love white elephant gift exchange. It's one of our favorites. And that's one of those really, really fun things that, yes, okay, yes, you can applaud. That's great. Thank you. But we love the white elephant gift. And it's so much fun because we have like the kids have gotten into it where they know they definitely understand it and they know which gift is like the bummer gift. But we have like four of them that have been transferred back and forth all year. Anyways, it's a lot of fun and we really enjoy it. And that's the part of Christmas I just really, really love to have those moments. But it feels like there's always we got to get ready for that moment. And then that moment comes and then that moment's gone and that's it. And I feel like a lot of times, especially for like me specifically, I love Christmas. I think you've heard that probably many times before. And if you haven't, I'm telling you right now, I love Christmas. Literally, it's my favorite time of the year. And it was probably, maybe four years ago or so, maybe a little bit longer. But I was a big stickler on, you know, Christmas starts the day after Thanksgiving. Then we can roll. We actually have a family tradition where we go to, it's the South Coast Plaza Mall in Costa Mesa. Every year we go early, we get breakfast on Black Friday, which is absolutely insane because we're not actually going to get deals. We're just going because it's the Christmas season and it's, you know, all of the things that go along with that. But it's just tradition. And that's kind of where Christmas starts for us. So we go and we do the thing. And I had been very much a stickler, like Christmas doesn't start. I love Christmas, but it doesn't start until after. It has to have been longer than 4 years ago because I've been doing this for a long time. And I realized if my favorite time of the year is Christmas time and the joy that it brings and the fun that we have, why am I limiting myself to those 25, sometimes 30 days, depending on when Thanksgiving falls, of my favorite time of the year when those 25 to 30 days are so jam-packed with craziness and it's very difficult to enjoy that season. It's very difficult to really have a moment, like I was saying earlier, where you can just sit and really enjoy what you're doing. And I feel like we do that with a lot of different things. We lead up to that moment and we get so caught up in the preparation and all the things that go along with that, that when the moment comes, it's just for a second and then it's gone. And then we're chasing that next thing. And I think that probably is an illustration of our lives and how we do that. But I think there's something that's really valuable to say, let's spread this out. Let's look and see if we can make this last longer than just that moment, with the majority of our time being in this process that's taking away from the moment that we want. Now, there's another episode where I talk about loving the process, which I think is extremely important, that you have to love the thing that you're doing to get ready to the thing that you love to do. But there's also things that you have to do that you don't want to do. And so if your focus is on that one moment, on that really that episode of your life that you're getting ready for, but you only have a few days to enjoy that, why would we limit ourselves in that? And that's the thought that I came to with Christmas, specifically for myself. With Christmas, it was like, I have my favorite time of the year. I love it. I love the music. I love the lights. I love everything about it. But I only have 25 or 30 days that mostly is preparation to get to one moment. Now, there's people that I've talked to about this that say, well, okay, but the anticipation is what I love. And I don't disagree. The anticipation is what I love. And Christmas, the actual Christmas holiday itself, is the big thing that we're all leading up to. But why wouldn't we want to stretch that out? Why wouldn't we want to give us more time to get ready and enjoy the time getting ready for that season? So it has been longer than 4 years ago, because I've been doing it since we had kids, which we have a 12-year-old. And so it's much longer than 4 years. But anyways, I start listening to Christmas music and really enjoying that Christmas feeling in the summer. And I actually carry it past Christmas into January for the most part, because there's something about like throwing on my favorite Christmas music is either Harry Connick Jr. or Michael Bublé. I love the big bandy classic Christmas songs, Bing Crosby in there. But I love that classic Christmas song feel. One of the big ones from my childhood is Mannheim Steamrollers as well. That's another one that I just absolutely love. But there is this feeling that I get, and just kind of puts a smile on my face when I throw that music on. And if I wait and only have those 25, 30 days of December and the very end of November, it feels a little lackluster. There's so much joy that I have from that why would I limit myself to that very short window, instead of expanding that to a 6-month period where I get to say, hey, I'm going to enjoy this feeling of joy and sharing this cheer as much as I can, as often as I'm able to. And that really clicked with me to say, Christmas is a mindset. We're not going to get super deep here, but Christmas is more of a mindset than it is a day, a moment, right? It's more of a mindset of saying, the joy that I have for this celebration, for this time of year, for me as being a Christian, celebrating the birth of Jesus, even though Jesus wasn't necessarily born on December 25th. But that's a whole nother thing to talk about. But Christmas is the reason for the season, in my belief, is that Jesus is the reason for the season. And it's so much joy that brought to the world when he came. And so now the commercialism of Christmas is, in my opinion, and the way that I see it, you may see it differently, but the commercialism and lights and music and joy of the Christmas season is just an outward representation of the joy that the event of Christmas brings. So why would we limit ourselves? I looked at that and I said, I want to just feel this joy all year round. I want to feel this joy as much as possible. I want to share this cheer in my daily life. And I think there's so many times that no matter what we are doing, or whether we have a 9-to-5 job and we punch a clock, or we are self-employed, or we're looking for something else, whatever the next thing is, there's always a moment that we're looking forward to. We're pressing towards with whatever process we're doing to get to that moment. But I want to say, don't limit yourself to focus on that moment, because that moment is coming and it's going. It's going to be here and then it's going to be gone. And that's literally going to be it. Then you have to do all the other things that you don't want to do in and around that. But that moment, yes, it's fun. Yes, I love that moment. And I'm not saying ignore that moment and don't look at that moment as something to look forward to. But that moment should be surrounded by enjoyment and gratitude of getting ready for that moment. And that's why I expanded my Christmas. I expanded it to not only just the 25 to 30 days of hectic hustle and bustle before Christmas Day, but it really is a mindset. And I think that I take that into so many different things. And that's made a big difference for me in my life, from between family and work and play and church and friends and all of the things that surround our lives, because none of us do one thing. None of us only have one lane that we're in. We all are in multiple lanes. Even if you're not married and you don't have kids, you still have multiple lanes. I've got a 21-year-old brother that is in multiple lanes. He's doing school. He's delivering, well, he was delivering pizzas, not anymore. He's working in an office. He's creating music. He's doing artistic stuff for set design in videos. Like, and he's going to be on the podcast. That's another lane. But there's so many things that we do that if we just look at the moment that that thing happens, we miss a ton of life. And life is what it's all, experiencing all of your life is the thing that I think is so important. And when you take action and when you do a thing and when you go to that next step, there's a process along with it. And don't limit yourself to focusing on the one thing. Don't limit yourself to focusing on the one event, that singular moment, because there's so much in and around it that is amazing and beautiful and that we can really, really appreciate and enjoy. But a lot of times we just narrow focus on that moment and we miss the great things around us. We miss the time that we get to spend with our friends and family. We miss the moments leading up to it where we get a skunk hit our dog and then we have a whole weekend of trying to get the smell out and it's not even, you guys, it's horrible. Again, a whole nother episode. Tammy's going to come on and she's going to talk about it. But this is something I want you to guys to remember. And not only with Christmas, because I think we all should expand Christmas because literally it's the best time of the world. And it's you all should do Christmas forever. But really what my focus here is on, don't focus on just that singular moment. Make sure to look up and see everything around you as it's going. Make sure that you're paying attention to all the stuff that's happening in the meantime while you're leading up to that moment. Because again, that moment is not the only part of our life. And actually, it's a very, very small sliver of what it is that we get to call this life. So I want you guys to stay focused on your direction, but I also want you to enjoy the ride. When we're on this trip, we specifically got a Class A motorhome to go on this trip because when you look at the Class Cs, I mean, they're great. They're less expensive, the Class Cs are, and they have a little bit more sleeping capacity because you have another queen bed above the cab. But you're in a truck cab and you can't really see out around you as well. I wanted to get this big open window that I could see everything when we were driving across the country because I didn't want to miss anything. There wasn't anything on the way to our next stop. I didn't want to miss the road along the way and seeing the things around us. And it was one of the most awesome decisions that we made was going with the Class A just simply because the windshield is ginormous and you get a panorama picture view when you're driving down the road. And I'll still never forget it. We're going into Colorado. We're coming through out of Utah through the Rocky Mountains. And we come around the first real bend of the Rocky Mountains going towards this tunnel that goes through the mountain. And as I've got this big picture window, I can see the top of the mountains. I can see the bottom of the valley. I can see the Colorado River running through there. I can see everything. And it was awesome. I've driven through the Rockies before when I drove to college back in the day, and I was in a Blazer, and it was, you know, I wasn't in the mindset that I am now of taking in everything around me, but I saw it so differently than I saw it the first time I've driven through it and the times before that. It was something where I was able to see the entire picture and say, this is amazing. Even if we never got to our next stop, even if we had never gotten to our next stop, the drive itself was totally worth it. Having that big picture window to enjoy the vision of what was out there as we were going along was totally worth it. And I enjoyed the entire part of the trip that was driving because we could see it all. Now, there weren't all great spots. There's never all great spots in life, but there's always something that you can enjoy along the way. So guys, don't limit yourself to focusing on the end result. Don't limit yourself to focusing on the singular moment. Yes, enjoy it. Yes, look forward to it. But look up and see the bigger picture and see the things around you. Enjoy the life that you've been given because guys, it's a blessing. And the reality is you could die. Don't want to be a downer, but you could die anytime at any moment. And that is a reality for all of us. So don't worry about, or I shouldn't say don't worry, because, well, no, don't worry. Yes, 100% don't worry. But don't focus on the singular moment. Enjoy the ride because it's shorter than we all think. So make sure that you don't limit yourself and you don't miss out on what it is that you could be doing along the way. And most importantly, don't let Christmas just be 25 or 30 days. Don't let it just be 25 or 30 days, guys. Start the Christmas music in July or August and then listen to it all the way through, carry it into January. You guys, Christmas is amazing and it's upon us. It's coming. It's here. It's here. It's practically here. Oh, the Grinch. So good. So I'm excited about having a big picture window. Make sure you're looking at everything along the way. Make sure you can see the top of the mountains and the bottom of the valley as you're driving down this road called life, guys. I hope that wasn't super corny because I just said that last part. I feel like it was the most corniest thing ever, but it's real. It's true. I lived it. I drove it. It was amazing. And you guys can do the same thing. You got to get out there and do things. Take action. Enjoy the road. Remember, don't limit yourself because you're amazing. You're a miracle and meant to do amazing things. So you got to do things. All right, guys, this is the Do Things podcast. We're excited. We got a lot more stuff coming. Also, if you haven't yet, and I don't know why you haven't, if you're listening to this and you haven't, go get the book, Burn Your Plans and Do Things. It's available on Amazon. Go to burnyourplans.com. You can check it out there. It's available in paperback and Kindle. The audiobook, I promise, is coming. It is coming. I've been saying that for a while, but there's a lot that goes into that, guys. You got to get it done. So I'm working on it. It's coming. We got a lot of content coming. So make sure you subscribe. If you wouldn't mind, share this with your friends. Go over to iTunes. Give us a rating, as many stars as you think we're worthy, and then give us a comment. Also, we're going to start some pro tip episodes. We're going to give some practical tips for you guys to take the next level. And this week, I've got the very first in-studio guest. She's amazing. You're going to love her. It's my wife, Tammy Frazier. That episode is dropping soon. Make sure to stay tuned. We will see you on the next episode of the Do Things podcast. Thanks for being here, guys. Peace.